الحمد لله رب العالمين، له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. ان شاء الله we'll proceed with where we stopped yesterday. ان شاء الله.
بسم الله. He's saying, do not prefer anything to it lest you fall into the fire. Do not prefer anything that has come from the people of later generation over what has been authentically reported from the righteous predecessors, lest you fall into the fire. This is because you would have derailed from the way to paradise. And the way to paradise is what the following were upon.
الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا.
Those on whom Allah has bestowed His grace of the prophets, the Siddiqeen, those followers of the prophets who were first and foremost to believe in them, like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the martyrs and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are. This is the way to paradise. And whatever contradicts it, it is from the way to the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ.
And verily, this is my straight path, so follow it, and follow not other paths, for they will separate you away from His path. The way of Allah is one, but other than it are many. Every devil from among the human and jinn devils has his erring way. They, the erring ways, are many. Anyone who follows them will fall into confusion. But the straight path is one. There is no diversity in it. You will not lose forever if you follow it.
And that's conclude number 6 from this book. And we'll proceed, inshallah, with number 7. Deviation from the path is from 2 angles. قال المؤلف رحمه الله.
The author said,
وعلم أن الخروج عن الطريق على وجهين.
Know that deviation from the path is from 2 angles.
أما أحدهما فرجل قد زل عن الطريق وهو لا يريد إلا الخير.
Firstly, a man who strays from the path while desiring nothing but good.
فلا يقتدى بزلته فإنه هالك.
He should not be followed in his error, for he is destroyed.
ورجل عائد الحق عاند الحق وخالف من كان قبله من المتقين.
Secondly, the one who defies the truth and disagrees with those who were before him among the pious.
فهو ضال مضل شيطان مريد في هذه الأمة.
Such a person is going astray and will lead others astray. He is a rebellious devil in this ummah.
وحقيق على من عرفه عرفه أو عرف أو عرفه أن يحذر الناس منه أو عرفه. I mean, they put the تشكيل is not right. وحقيق على من عرفه أن يحذر الناس منه.
It is incumbent upon whoever knows him to warn people about him.
ويبين للناس قصته لئلا يقع في بدعته أحد فيهلك.
And explain his condition to the people so that no one will fall into his innovation and as a result be destroyed. After the Shaykh described the correct path that the Muslim should follow as regards his creed and religion in the previous statement, he stated that the one who deviates from this path is either any of these persons. The first person, the one who deviates from the straight path unintentionally. Rather, such a person intends good, but he followed the incorrect path. Ijtihad is not sufficient even if the intention of the one who does it is good, and his aim is also good. It is a must that, along with that, he should be upon the correct path. This person is considered as one who made a mistake, and whoever agrees with him on it and follows him upon the error while knowing his error is destroyed. Because this is a way to destruction, even when such a person seeks good, not deviation. This is the condition of most of those who invent innovations from themselves in the matter of aqidah. This is neither allowed nor should they be followed in it, and such a person is not upon the right path. Allah says, "And verily, this is my straight path. So follow it, and follow not other paths, for they will separate you away from His path."
You will see this a lot in our time. You will see a lot that someone took the wrong, he is known with his deen and everything, but once he take that wrong direction unintentionally, others, even though they recognize his direction, because of his reputation, they follow. And this is deadly mistake, because not only he himself, because he did not get back from his mistakes. So he realized his mistake, and the only way to correct the mistake is what? Is to repent and come back to the haq. But if he stayed on that way and others followed, not only he destroyed himself, but he also led others for destruction. And this is what the Mu'allif here is trying to explain to us. And that happened from after the death of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it's happening until our time now. How many are there? They made mistakes, and you find behind them there are, not I want to say thousands, but tens of thousands of followers. They just need, everybody looks like they do, they, subhanAllah, they just want direction to halak. They are rushing themselves exactly like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, exactly the example of him and what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has sent him in the hadith that I mentioned many times, مَثَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِ اللَّهُ بِهِ من الحق كمثل رجل, like a man, he stands around the fire and all the butterflies and all these insects trying to come to it, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is trying to what? To keep everyone protect, but subhanAllah, people are try يقتحمون, even though they forcing their way to the Jahannam or to the fire or to the halak or to destruction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.
Amen. We reject any path that takes us out of the straight path, even if the person who invented it intends good. We will not follow him in that. And if he persists in his error, it will lead him to destruction, because whoever abandons the correct road in his journey and takes a misleading road is destroyed. As for the second type of person, it is the one who deliberately deviates from the straight path. He knows the truth and knows that the way he has followed is false. However, he deliberately deviates from the truth with the intention of misleading people. The intention of the first person was to reform people, but he did not follow the correct path. But the aim of the second person is to mislead people and turn them away from the right path. This person is a devil, because the devils make people deviate from the right path. Iblis said to Allah, his Lord, the mighty and sublime,
قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم.
Surely I will sit in wait against them, human beings, on your straight path. He, Iblis, wants to turn them away from him to deviant paths. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam illustrated this when he drew a straight line on the ground and drew other lines around it. Then he said with regard to the straight line, this is the path of Allah. And stated with regard to the other lines, these are misleading paths. Upon every path there is a devil inviting people to it. This is a clear illustration, and what the Shaykh mentioned here conforms to it. This is because the one who makes people deviate from the right path to ways of innovations and inventions does not desire good for them. Rather, he only desires destruction for them, and he is a devil regardless of whether he is among the jinn or human devils. It is obligatory upon us to warn against this person much more than we warn against the first person. This is because the second person deliberately intends to mislead people.
This is the way to fight the deen. Not through kufr, but deviation. Because deviation slowly, slowly will take you away from the core of the deen. That's why there are, as the Mu'allif said, there is shayateen al-ins wa shayateen al-jinn. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-An'am, he started with shayateen al-ins before shayateen al-jinn. قال وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. Now which is more dangerous to the believers, شياطين الإنس or شياطين الجن؟ شياطين الإنس, because شيطان الجن يا إخوان, if you say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان, you أنت في حرز. As long as you start remembering Allah سبحانه وتعالى, it's like, do you know those, like when you watch those sci-fi movies, you know, that comes like to you, like shield comes, just like you are surrounded by these magnetic protection waves. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. حِرْزٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. As long as, you know, one of the, in the weekend school here last year, I do at the end of the term, like a question answer with the students. So I came up to meet with those students, ages, I believe, 7 to 9. And one of the girls asked me a question. Of course, they send me the questions, and I prepare it. And then when I come, I answer those questions for the kids. All kind of things come into their mind. And then I ask, I give them the chance to ask questions while I'm there. If you have a questions, if you have something in your mind like to ask about, it's important to ask and to learn about your deen. So this young girl, she said, Sheikh, I want to ask you something. I said, what? She said, when we say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, for how long does the shaitan keep away from us? I said, that's a good question. I said, that's a really good question. You know, you may laugh,
yeah.
But this is سؤال يعني فيه ما شاء الله فطنة. You know, subhanAllah, تسأل سؤال طيب. I told her, do you know how long the shaitan will stay away from you? She said, I don't know. I said, when you say, what happened to the shaitan? He said, he leaves. He said, and then what? Why he leaves? Because you mentioned Allah. So how can we keep him away? He said, oh, so that means we have to keep mentioning Allah. I said, aha. So as long as you are fi dhikr, fi dua, fi tawasul ma'allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan laysa lahu alayka sabil. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. This is guaranteed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadi, ibadi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ibadi. Ma ja'alana Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min ibadi. So he said, ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Lakin shaitan al-jinn, شيطان الإنس, you can recite the whole Quran in front of him, and he will tell you, إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. This شياطين الإنس, يخوان, their job is to complete the job of شيطان الجني, to not only deviation, but a destruction, to innovate, to change, to alter in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that came pure, خالص, complete, على لسان رسوله, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Look at the Muslim world. Fights and killing. Why? Because شياطين الإنس أوقعوا العداوات بين الحكام. They made enmity between the rulers, and the rulers therefore they brought their soldiers, and the soldiers لا حول لهم ولا قوة. They have to follow the orders, and the only one who's paying the price are the civilians. Right? Look everywhere. Open the map and tell me where is not destruction and why? Because شياطين الإنس. Because we deviated. Okay. Whether we cannot change. Do we need every time we don't like a ruler, that meaning we have to go against that ruler and bring the country back to destruction? I don't want that. From day one, when this, they call it الربيع العربي, the spring Arab, you know, about all those start writing against the حكام. I'm against it. This is not from the deen, ya akhwan. This is not from the deen. We make dua for our rulers, that Allah lead them. Everybody goes astray. Everybody has deviation. Everybody has going different, you know, away from the path. But we make everyone, كل ابن آدم خطاء. The Prophet ﷺ said, every son of Adam is a خطاء. That doesn't mean only the ruler or not. Everybody, from the ruler all the way down to the civilian, the most poor one. So خطائين, and what you need after خطأ, you need توبة. So what's needed from us is صالحين, righteous one who stayed in the middle of the night, make dua to this ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop the pain and suffering on it, and the bloodshed and the killing and the hatred and the enmity and al-hizbiyat, you know, this is hada from this country and this is from this country and this is from this country, and it becomes, when somebody mentions someone's country, hey, it's like subhanAllah, exactly like what happened during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, between the Ansar and Muhajirin. Ya Ansar, Ya Muhajirin, they all stood up, they all about to raise their swords, and the Prophet ﷺ came out, wa ana bayna adhurikum, what is the matter with you? Are you coming back to the Jahiliyyah? Happened during the time. So what do you expect during our time? They rose the swords. They were about to fight. في مجلس في مسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Isn't it true? It's from the seerah. So are we, who are we? We masakin, wallahi akhwan, masakin. So what you see around us is nothing but makru al-layl wal-nahar, the marking of day and night by those who their only intention to cause breaking and destruction of the deen, which is, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed that no one can break this deen. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي.
He's saying, such a person...
We'll stop this part, inshallah, here. Inshallah. Here, and we'll...
He's saying, such a person is going astray and will lead others astray. He is a rebellious devil in this ummah. Meaning he is astray on his own and will lead others astray. And he is a rebellious and recalcitrant devil who wishes to turn people away from the straight path. It is not permissible to be silent regarding the one who had deviated from the truth. It is rather compulsory to expose him. His saying, it is incumbent upon whoever knows him to warn people about him and explain his condition to the people so that no one will fall into his innovation and as a result be destroyed. Meaning that this person that has deviated from the truth deliberately, it is not allowed to be silent about him. Rather, his condition must be exposed and his stigma be revealed publicly so that people will be cautious of him. It shouldn't be said that people are freely entitled to their opinion, freedom of speech, respecting the opinion of others just as they are parroting it nowadays. The issue involved here is not a matter of opinions. It is the issue of following the Quran, Sunnah, and the righteous predecessors. As for we, Muslims, Allah has indeed drawn a clear path for us and commanded us to follow it when He said,
وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا.
And verily, this is my straight path, so follow it. So any person who comes to us and wants us to deviate from this path, first of all, we will reject his saying, and secondly, we will explain and caution people against him. We cannot remain silent about him. This is because if we remain silent about him, people will be deceived by him, especially if he is a speaker, writer, or one well trained for such.
One thing. Some sects, Muslim sects, they known with something called tuqya. You know what's tuqya? What's tuqya? Tuqya is to show something and you are hiding something. What they're hiding is nothing but destruction for the deen, and what they are showing you, long beard, short thob, ala sunnah, miswak, and قال الله قال رسوله وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة هم العدو فاحذرهم. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وما أكثرهم, and they are so many. So be aware, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, احذر كلام من ينقل كلام غيرك إليك فإنه سينقل كلامك إلى غيرك. SubhanAllah, these are words should be written in gold. He said, be aware of those who bring you the news from others to you, because soon he will take your news to others. Meaning this person is what? Munafiq. Munafiq. And as al-Katib, the author said what? We have to identify him, expose and him. Expose him and warn people against him. And it's something that it's not about, oh, it's a backbiting or a slandering. This has protecting of the deen. That's how they came to convince those Khawarij to surround the house of Uthman radiallahu anhu. These these examples. The same one who came and they made the fitna fi jamal bayna Ali wa Muawiyah, and the same who caused the history of Muslims until our time here. They are everywhere. When they speak eloquent, and they are speakers, as they said, and freedom of speech. Brothers, when you talk with someone about the deen, if there is no solid evidence in your talk, walk away. Right click, delete. We are not hona, we are not scholars to say, like a brother will come and will, he wants to say things bad about Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah. Why you want to talk about the ulama, ya Shaykh? Or he talks about Ibn Baz, or Ibn Uthaymeen. You guys are, or Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab. These are mujaddideen, ya ikhwan. These are scholars. They spend all, these people are, these ulama, they memorized the Quran and thousands of ahadith at very early age. Al-fiqh wal-aqidah, wa. Their talent. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to protect this deen. He will make people like that. So these, it's not up to me and you and others, al-amma, to talk. We should respect them, because these, when we get a book like that by this author and we study it together, you can imagine the ajr for this mu'allif, you know, the al-barbahar, rahmahullah, and the one who wrote it, al-fuzan, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, he's still alive, you know, because these are ulama al-ummah. These are, without ulama, where are we? We'll be like natakhabbat, we'll be like hitting left and right in darkness after darkness after darkness. Subhanallah, when it came to us beautiful on a silver plate, white, bayda naqiyya, the Prophet ﷺ, he delivered to us. So our job is, brothers, we have to understand the limitation in our deen, and what is our duty is to understand and to educate and to warn. Learn, educate, and warn. This is سبيل المسلمين. This is the way for Muslims. جعلنا الله وإياكم ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. لا إله إلا أنت. جزاكم الله خير.